Hey, everybody. Welcome to Trashy Divorces Midweek Style. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends. I'm Alicia. This week, we're breaking free. I am using the I Want to Break Free song by Queen in honor of Nancy B's kiddo, who is little and in love with Freddie Mercury, and I applaud that. This past Sunday on Trashy Divorces seemed to be a doozy of an episode. People seem to be talking about Dr. Dre more this week than about Faye Dunaway for some reason.
Huh. Did something happen?
But this week, for our Wednesday up, it's a trashy breakup.
You're doing some Family Values Utah style, is that right?
100%. I got the Cowboy Casanova of the Mormon Sister Wives set.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know this has been on many people's minds.
Oh my gosh, y'all have wanted it. It's terrible. The amazing Melissa O did a good hot goss trashy scoop for us on this one, because I began to watch this current season and I couldn't even keep up. It seems like this season is underway and ratings potentially are important. And I get that. But today where we're concerned, y'all have wanted it. We finally got a Sister Wives trashy breakup. It has happened. Christine has broken free.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Liberty!
It is Liberty. Christine Brown of TLC's reality show Sister Wives has officially left her husband Cody Brown. Christine was wife number three for Cody. His wives Mary and Janelle are number one and number two, and Robin is wife number four. She came a little later. The polygamous family has a total of 18 children together, six of whom are Christine's biological children. Many of Janelle's children also consider Christine to have been their primary caregiver, since Christine was the mom who stayed home while the majority of kids were growing up. Christine will join as wife number three, Mary and Janelle, wives one and two, as the wife of only one husband. I know math gets a little tricky here, but just the one, just the Cody Brown husband. Christine and Cody spiritually married in 1994.
Well, because they can't legally.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have six children together. So for long-term fans of the show, they will remember that from the beginning in 2010, Christine has been the most compliant and easygoing of the three wives. Robin was not yet part of the show when it first came on the air.
Okay, so they introduced a new character through another spiritual marriage, is that?
Yeah, we're gonna, let's oh, baby. Okay, so Christine was raised in a polygamous family and knew from a very early age that she wanted to live in a plural marriage. Christine is considered to be polygamist royalty, as both sides of her family descend from the Apostolic United Brethren. This is abbreviated AUB. This is a big time sect of leaders in the religion. So Christine, polygamist royalty,
right,
knows she wants to be in a plural marriage, and she will even say on the show that she's always wanted to be wife number three. And she has some very specific reasoning for this.
Okay.
Christine reckons it this way, is that the first wife spends time alone with the husband before any other wives come in. Second wife is the one that disrupts the two-person marriage. So Christine knows there's going to be competition built in between the first and the second wife. So logically, she feels like the third wife isn't upsetting anyone, considering by then both wives were used to not being the only one.
Okay. I mean, it is a logic.
In Christine's words.
Yes.
They actually say if you're having problems, like when you have two wives, marry a third because that'll even out.
Oh my God. Okay.
I never wanted.
They do say that? Is that what they say?
Apparently that's what they say. She'll continue. I never wanted to be first at all because I didn't want to be married to a guy by myself. And I didn't want to be second because I felt like they were a wedge in the relationship and I didn't want to be the wedge. I only ever wanted to be third because it sounded the easiest. Christine is an ardent supporter of the religion and the plural family lifestyle, but has shown growing discontentment over recent years. The first time, really, that we saw Christine's discontentment was when fourth wife Robin joined the family in 2010.
Hmm.
Christine and Cody had been married, spiritually,
sure,
for 16 years by that point, and no other wives had joined the family after her. So the routine and the dynamics of the family, everything's well established. Everybody's got the groove. We know what's going on.
And then Cody met Robin.
Yeah, three apparently is not the magic number, because mm-hmm. Cody meets Robin and Robin becomes the new wife. And it is obvious to a lot of us that Christine, I can imagine, struggling with some jealousy. The family at the time will also have to move from their home in Utah because of the threat of arrest, which has caused a great deal of stress and melancholy for many of the kids. The family will settle in Las Vegas and then move again a few years later to Arizona. A lot of the 18 kids, though, continue to feel that Utah is their real home, mm-hmm. and they begin moving back once they graduate from high school. Now, the original structure, the original three wives and their children all lived in one house in Utah, but each wife had their own living areas separate from each other, which makes it much easier for Cody to divide his time amongst his wives according to their scheduled nights with him while still seeing the other wives and all of the kids.
Where do you store 18 children?
These are compounds. These are...
Mm-hmm. This isn't a house. It's a...
It's a... Yeah. They are...
property.
There's a lot of homes like that in Utah, believe it or not, that are compound built for multiple family living.
Okay.
Kind of interesting real estate market.
Okay.
Individual sector there. You know how I'm into real estate.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I attempted to try to understand how Cody coordinated the visiting schedule many moons ago in attempting to watch the show, and there's a lot of scheduling that happens with four wives and 18 kids.
I can imagine a logistical nightmare. Like, what is the carpool line like?
Yeah, I think I'm overloaded in my life, but Cody, I don't know what kind of magic day planner you have. All right. So with all this scheduling, the wives are together, the kids are together, even though they're together but separate.
Mm-hmm.
But this allows for all the kids to feel close to each other and to be raised truly as siblings. Now, number four, wife number four, Robin, never lived in this arrangement. Robin has never shared a house with the other wives.
That's odd.
So when the family relocates to Las Vegas, each wife will now have their own house in the same neighborhood, where Cody and his magic day planner travels from one house to the other.
Does Cody have his own house or?
No.
Okay. He's okay.
No, he just travels between the homes.
Mm-hmm. Epic couch surfing. Okay.
So with now each wife living in a separate house, like all in the same neighborhood, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Now we've moved from the compound to three
swim tennis something.
Houses side by side. Cody travels from one to the other, but naturally the dynamics of the family are clearly altered under this new arrangement, and each family now begins functioning as their own unit instead of like before with this whole large family cohesiveness.
Right, right. Team us to, yeah, okay.
All right, so the current season...
Like breakout groups.
Breakout groups, that's exactly right. So although the current season of Sister Wives shows Christine's departure from the family, that's airing now. We all learned about the breakup in November 2021 when she announced it on Instagram. Christine's breakup announcement is as follows. After more than 25 years together, Cody and I have grown apart, and I have made the difficult decision to leave. We will continue to be a strong presence in each other's lives as we parent our beautiful children and support our wonderful family. Good statement.
Mm-hmm.
Christine is breaking free.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we're gonna talk about how the trashy breakup goes down.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Trash Pandas, Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find, Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download, puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots and relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least two adjacent dots of the same color to make a move, and remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, Christine. So she's broken free. She has Instagrammed her freedom.
Here's how it goes down.
Okay.
So in Christine's interviews in this new season of Sister Wives, it is obvious that Christine has grown a great deal in confidence and has found her own voice. She's not the compliant, wishy-washy wife of long ago. Yeah. Right. Christine has no problem articulating her point of view. Christine is not apologizing for her decisions. She will acknowledge that the breakup would break hearts, but knew it was the right thing for her to do anyway. It is challenging for me to understand what that type of marriage looks like, but I think this is very understandable across the board. Christine will describe her feelings before the breakup. I always put everybody first most of the time. I put whatever Cody needed first. I was like, I can be the peacemaker here. What do you need? What does Janelle need? What does Mary need? What do the kids need? And it left me running on empty. And I asked Cody for help. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And he was like, you're just changing all the agreements.
Ooh.
I said, I'm overwhelmed. And he couldn't help. So Christine's last straw comes when Cody tells her he no longer wants to have any kind of physical intimacy with her. Christine will describe this moment and say, he goes, I'm not interested in having an intimate marriage anymore. I don't like your behavior.
Whoa.
We'll see if you can be a good sister wife.
What?
Okay, this is Christine. I'm like, okay, so you don't want us to have an intimate marriage? And he goes, no. And I'm like, that's not enough for me. I can't not have an intimate marriage. So Christine has grown and changed in several ways. Not only has she left the 25-year marriage, Christine has also left the religion that she was raised in.
Wow.
And followed throughout her adult life. She says she no longer holds the same religious beliefs as Cody and the other wives, who are still members of the Mormon group of the AUB, United Brethren group. So Christine has found peace in that decision, though, saying, in our church, polygamous women can leave. They're not trapped. They can leave if they want to leave, and if it's just not working. I haven't been a member of that church for a long time, and I think that God's fine if I just want to be happy.
I support that.
We all support it. Mm-hmm. So if you have watched the show, it is not difficult to see that Cody has a strong preference for his newest and youngest wife, number 4, Robin. Now, this has obviously caused problems for the other marriages, but Mary and Janelle are both more accepting of their place as a wife, but not intimate partner. Mary and Cody said they have not had any intimacy in close to a decade.
Hmm. Interesting.
Cowboy Casanova Cody.
This is terrible. More than I wanted to know about.
Yeah, no, he goes further and he will freely admit that his marriage to Janelle is not physical either. He's asked if he's in love with Janelle and he said, I love Janelle.
Oh my God.
And so when pressed again for an answer on if he's in love with Janelle, Cody says, Janelle wouldn't tell you she was in that place with me either if she's being honest. Dude, you do not need any kind of post-interview, Cody. I do not recommend it. All right. In this same interview, Cody will call their marriage, the one with Janelle, lower in attachment, quote unquote, saying, I mean, we're good friends. We get along well. It's more of a committed relationship.
I don't know what to say.
So through all this, reading between the lines, which is glaring in bold, big font letters, Cody's all but stated outright that Robin is the only wife that he's in love with and mm-hmm. that he wants to be intimate with. Apparently, Cody believes the other three wives should just go along for the ride without complaining. He's mad they're complaining about the situation.
Okay.
Janelle and Mary's children are all grown, and they're able to live lives separate from Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Both Janelle and Mary are committed to plural marriage. They believe it is their eternal salvation. That's the religious tenet there.
Well, can they take more husbands?
No.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I guess part of one of the covenants here, the members of the Apostolic United Brethren believe that it is necessary to practice polygamy and have as many children as possible in order to obtain the, quote, highest glory in heaven, unquote. Surprisingly enough, so far, none of the 18 Brown children have expressed an interest in living plural marriage in their own personal lives.
Interesting.
Several of them are already married with kids and are not part of the AUB church or practicing polygamy. So there is another point of contention, which helps escalate the underlying problems within all the marriages. Everybody's arguing over Cody's strict COVID rules. That the first three wives suspected him of just making up so he could just live alone with Robin. In a December episode, Cody and the wives get into a big argument about the rules that Cody insists all the family members must follow in order to see each other. The other wives believe that Robin was behind these rules and that Cody made the rules impossible to comply with so he would have an excuse to only be with Robin and her kids.
Stay at her house, yeah.
The wife's position was strengthened when it was discovered that the fourth wife, Robin, has a nanny that comes and goes in and out of the home each day, which breaks the rules that Cody had set for the rest of the family. The other wives...
wow.
The other wives... will then accuse Cody of having Robin as his head wife. Cody gets angry, saying he doesn't have a head wife and that all the wives are equal and should defer to his rules because he's the head of the family.
I'm sure that took care of it.
Well, of Cody's criticism of her not following his imaginary COVID rules, second wife Janelle says, he acts like I'm not doing anything. I wear a mask, I social distance, I sanitize my hands, I do all the things the CDC says to do, but because I don't follow all of his 10 commandments, his rules, I'm not following any rules, apparently. Okay, Cody's mad about this, and Cody decides to ask Janelle at this point to respect the big picture he was looking at to keep all of his children healthy. Janelle replies, yeah, fuck off, and turns around and leaves.
Okay.
So it could be that that marriage between Cody and Janelle is not going super fantastic either.
Does she have Instagram?
Well, some folks are speculating now that Christine has left, if another wife decides to leave Cody, he will be forced to find at least one new wife in order to get into heaven. Apparently, there's a caveat that you need three wives as a minimum to reach the highest glory of heaven. So Cody right now is trying to keep Mary and Janelle happy.
Ish.
Or it's going to be on the hunt for a new wife to make his three is the magic number.
You're telling me that all of the Trashy Divorces All-Stars that we've covered have, like, an easy pass into heaven?
No, they're not. No, it's, you have to have three wives at one time for the highest glory.
Okay.
All right. So if social. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, wow. Okay.
It's a lot. I love our listeners. They're like, please, please, please cover this. And we always try to deliver the trash candy. If social media posts are any indication, fans of Sister Wives are no longer fans of Cody's. there's a lot of talk about Cody as a hypocrite.
Really?
And we don't believe that any of your intentions and rules and something, something, blah, 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 is actually meant for the betterment of your family.
I think this is kind of like, again, if the wives can't have multiple husbands, the whole thing was kind of hypocritical to start with. But okay.
Well, fans also on the internet are suggesting that possibly Janelle has already left Cody because of her social media posting. Janelle has been sharing photos of her and Christine together in Utah. Her and Christine with their kids on vacations. And none of those posts suspiciously ever mention Cody.
Well, well, well.
Janelle has not confirmed this, but considering everything that has happened and Cody's admission of not being in love with her or even being strongly attached or attracted to her, it would certainly not be shocking to learn that Janelle, too, had decided to break free.
Strike!
As for Christine's new life, wife number three, ex-wife number three, now spiritually divorced, I guess, it appears that Christine is thrilled to have moved back to Utah to be close to her adult children and grandchildren. For fans of the show, there is no doubt that Christine is happier than ever. Her youngest child is 11, so still a minor, moved back to Utah with Christine. And things look like they're looking up for Christine, and that is the Sister Wives trashy breakup that I have for you this week. I'm going to wait on the total amount of trash cans. They will all be spiritual trash cans.
That's good.
When all of this shuffles down, just gonna keep a running total.
Yeah, I have to say this is a part of media culture that I've only vaguely been aware of. Like, I knew this show was happening. I didn't realize it had been running for as long as it appears to have been running. Tangled Webs.
Christine, good on you. I want to be free, and you've done it, my friend. Congratulations.
Go out there and live your best life.
100%. Thanks, everybody, for the amazing suggestion for this one, for tuning in today. We adore your trashy, trashy hearts. Stacey, when are we going to be back?
Sunday, in our time zone, with two new trashy divorces. Fresh, hot, from the oven. Piping, baked divorces.
Something like that. New Fresh Trash Candy Sunday. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Until we meet again, pandas, keep your hands clean.
Definitely clean. Keep your hearts trashy.
Cheers, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. check her out at Ratsy's Store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's Store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.